We're back to close out 2015 on the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore. And, again, last couple months, we've been all over the mic, all over the map, Mike.
All over the mic map? I mean, Mike, Matt, Mike? What are we talking about?
What is the chicken scratch you have on your sheet in front of you there?
All right. So we're done talking about the...
We're done talking about your buddy, Denny. All right.
Right.
Dugard.
So Senate Bill 70,
we're done.
Okay.
We're done.
Well, the only thing I had on my sheet, we talked about 2015. Kind of the biggest crime of 2015 was the intentional damage, probably what got the most publicity in town. Those individuals were prosecuted by my office. 2016, some of the things that, you know, one of the things we talked about on this program that I'm still working on is a reentry program. So when people get out of the penitentiary, they come back to the community. I want to put something together where we can help them get jobs. I mean, I've seen national studies that show that if individuals are employed and have a future, it looks like they're going to commit less crime. So I want to help them in that. So collateral consequences, we talked about that on the show before. That's something I'm going to focus on next year to see if I can get some of that taken care of. And I'm working with some national groups, and hopefully it'll impact our community and our state. So those are some of the things. We're still going to – our office has changed a lot. We've gone – all our files are paperless now, and we're doing that, and that's exciting to be able to – you know, I remember when I started my office, I had 45 filing cabinets, and I'm down to 2. So we're excited about that.
I was going to say, you recently had a meeting with the police department about some of that technology.
Right, and how we get reports from them, and – how we share information, you know, a lot of information we can share with them, like videos of their stops, if they have body cameras, videos, pictures. You know, it used to be they have to burn them to a CD, bring them over to our office. And we talked about how we can share that in a cloud, just have a cloud service that they put them up in the cloud, allow us to get them down from the cloud. And so those are things that you'll see that, and it'll save the officers a lot of time from having to bring papers over to our office, save my office a lot of time, have to scan everything in. The police department's been really good to work with about that. So those are exciting changes that just make us a lot more efficient in what we do and keep better track of what we're doing.
All right. Was there anything else on the list, or did that cover it?
That covered it. I think the only thing that we didn't talk about, we said we were going to talk about, is the state's attorneys that got into some trouble.
Right, and we've got a few more minutes here left in the program before we wrap up. But just recently, Mike, there's been at least 2 cases in the news just this month of county prosecutors across the state being convicted of various crimes. We had the Charles Mix County State's Attorney, I believe it was a DUI. Just recently, the Butte County State's Attorney and her husband were in trouble for, I believe it was marijuana.
Right.
Earlier this year, the former Walworth County State's Attorney was in trouble for sexual contact. There's 60, how many state's attorneys? I know there's 66 counties.
66,
but
it's probably about 62.
Two? Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got 60, or you've got 3 prosecutors out of 62. While that's not a large percentage, you're still talking about people whose job it is to be on the other end of sexual contact charges, drug charges, DUI charges.
Right. And yeah, we didn't mention the Spink County State's Attorney.
Did that happen this year, or was that last year? I thought that was last year.
It might have been last year,
but
it was recently.
Still.
Right, it is a DWI for him as well.
Correct.
You know, obviously, I think that gives our my profession a black eye, individuals that engage in that type of contact. Obviously, the Steve Jansen thing where he, or, excuse me, not Steve Jansen, but
Christopher Jansen.
Chris Jansen. Excuse me, but him, that was very serious charges, and he's going to be doing a lot of time in the penitentiary for what he did, deservingly so. The other individual, my understanding, their misdemeanor charges, their DWIs, the marijuana charge out there, but also a very serious charge. I mean, it's very rare for the governor to step up, and I appreciate the fact that he did and removed her from office and said, you know, we can't have you in here representing the people of that county if you're engaging yourself that way. And I think that needs to be done. But it does. It gives us a black eye. What's been going on across the country, even with prosecutors and who we prosecute, who we don't prosecute. you know, is not good for the profession. And but I think that you'll see here that they're held accountable. And, you know, the ultimate accountability is next year. We all run for election again. So hopefully in those areas, if they don't appreciate that type of conduct, if they're not showing remorse, the voters get to make a decision and can say that we're not going to have that person in our office.
Well, what does it do to you personally as a prosecutor? You get done at the office and you go home and you're putting your feet up and you turn on the news, you know, and you see something like this. I mean, do you get let down going, oh, man, really? You know, this is one of me and we shouldn't be on this end.
Absolutely. It's very disappointing. I mean, you're kind of in a group together. You consider yourself one. When anybody, one person does sing, it does affect us all. So if I do see that and what's happened in our state, I think that it is deflating to me, because I think we, and I've said this from the beginning, not only when we're in the office, but we need to conduct ourselves in a professional manner no matter where we're at. I mean, we're elected by the people, and if we're out, if it's a Saturday, if it's a Sunday, if it's 2 in the morning, if it's 8 in the morning, we need to be professional. That's what the people elected us to do, and we have a duty to uphold that. And those people, even though I didn't conduct myself that way, it gives me a black eye too, because people look at me and I think you just lose a little confidence, and that's unfortunate.
We have reached the end of the program here, the end of 2015, and Mike, I appreciate being able to do this with
you. We're shaking hands?
We are shaking hands right now. We have to illustrate that, of course, on the radio, because you can't see, but I appreciate the working relationship that I, as the news director here at the radio station, has with your office. It helps me tell a better story when I can have, whether it's you or Dan or Kim, you know, be that voice, so it's not just me talking and regurgitating information that you're giving me. It adds realism and authenticity to the stories, and you have no idea what that means to me and the way that that gets reflected out into the community. So, Mike, the relationship we have is a great one, I think. I appreciate working with you. Thank you very much, and have a great new year.
All right. Well, thank you, and I do appreciate working with you. I think you do a great job. It's an honor having worked with you now that you won the Tom Brokaw Award. I can't believe
you.
I thought I was done after that. I thought you were going to boot me right out of here. And, you know, I might be a little below you, but I appreciate
you,
that.
You have to be humble with success.
But I appreciate the fact that you're very, you report the news, you factual. And I think it's important for prosecutors to have good relationship with news people and get the facts out there. The people have a right to know. They need to know what's going on in their community. And I couldn't do that without you, so I do appreciate what you do. And
it's a big reason why we do this show. It's a continuation of this on a monthly level, and we certainly hope that you listening will see that and take advantage of that and let both Mike and I work for you. Mike?
We'll be back in 2016.
We'll be back in 2016.
All right,
I look
man.
Forward to another year of shows. And, Mike, have a happy new year.
You too. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Have a great day.